listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. The importation of 56 kilos of meth into WA has resulted in lengthy prison terms for three men. The drugs arrived in 2019 in a shipping container from the East Coast. Two of the men have been jailed for 20 years, while the kingpin will serve 22 years behind bars. The outgoing CEO of St. John's has sent a message to staff about her impending departure and says she's leaving with a somber but satisfied heart. After months of scrutiny over the running of the ambulance service, Michelle Fyfe has quit the top job and she'll leave in 2 weeks. The opposition's Libby Metam says the state government needs to show more support for the new CEO.
St. John have been operating with a hand behind their back when it comes to being able to respond to priority calls across the community.
The Queensland coroner has recommended improved support for victims of domestic violence. It follows a 9-day inquest into the tragic murders of Brisbane mother Hannah Clark and her three children. Ms Clark's parents hope the recommendations are rolled out across the country. Claims that Children's Hospice could be attacked by a foreign power have been slammed by the local government minister. A City of Netherlands councillor has voiced his opposition to the facility, which could be built next to the Swanbourne Barracks. John Kerry says it's a frivolous claim to stop an important project.
What's going on here? Why are we seeing this kind of commentary about something so important?
Listener.